groups of farmers, maybe with consultants and other stakeholders, would say maybe identify an area, for example, it could be somewhere in, say, West Donegal, you know, where they're trying to enhance the environment, and farmers obviously are being asked to do additional works, and they will get paid for that additional work. So it's a new innovation, obviously, in the context of the Rural Development Programme. There is an opportunity here for Donegal to examine this. The third part of the scheme will be, say, for upland areas, peatland areas. So there may be an opportunity here for maybe island communities might look at this as well. So I think it's the question. It's got to be done through what they call a tendering process.
But your argument is, until such time as Minister Michael Creed moves on this and puts the structures, as it were, in place firmly, yes, and on a solid footing, farmers won't be in a position to apply.
Correct, absolutely. Now, look, it should be imminent, because the measure itself has to be approved by Brussels in the context of an amendment to the development plan. We understand that's imminent. So really, you know, get this thing, the scheme going, because there is 70 million euros available. 15 of it is already allocated to the Burren. 35 is for Hin Harrier areas and the Perry Muscle area. But there's 20 million euros available elsewhere. So this is where I think areas of Donegal should examine this when the process starts. So the pressure the IFA is putting on the minister is to get the process moving, so that areas that may be interested in this could put in an application. Donegal certainly could get a share of that 20 million euros.